Welcome to the Full Moon Radio Podcast, your bi-weekly dose of moon magic, inspiration, and mindset therapy. I'm your host, Nicole Luna, moon manifestation expert, energy healer, DJ, and yogi. I am obsessed with teaching you how to use the moon to manifest the light that sets your soul on fire. If you want to learn how to use the moon and her phases to live your absolute best life, you've come to the right place. Moon people, unite! We are about to have a freaking blast together. Thank you so much for pressing play today. Now let's tune in. Hello, 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 my gorgeous souls, and welcome back to the Full Moon Radio Podcast. My name is Nicole Luna, and I am your host. Thank you so much for pressing play today. Thank you so much for tuning in and being here with me today. I hope you are having an amazing day and that Mercury retrograde hasn't got the best of you yet. In today's episode, we are going to talk all about the Taurus blue moon and what it means for you. I will share how to work with this full moon energy to let go of toxic patterns and the best crystal to pair with this moon. I also have your Taurus full moon affirmation. And in this episode, we're going to talk about how you can use music for letting go or for manifesting. So let's dive right in. But before we get started, I have to remind you all about the Blue Moon Goddess Gathering that is happening next weekend on the actual blue moon. We will be meeting on Zoom the morning of the blue moon to set intention, make blue moon water, do a little full moon release ritual, and yin yoga and a guided meditation that will be releasing any blocks holding us back from our best life. You can join us on Zoom this Halloween, this blue moon, and the link is in the show notes so you can join us at the Blue Moon Goddess Gathering. I am so excited and so grateful to see all of you there next weekend. I also have one more little announcement before we get started. Since this episode is about the full moon, I have to let you know that my full moon ritual spray is now available and the Full Moon Radio shop is officially open. You can grab a bottle of the full moon ritual spray for 25% off this week and have your bottle in time to celebrate this blue moon. The Full Moon Ritual Spray is a crystal-infused spray that will help you align with the moon's energy and boost any intentions that you set around the full moon. This Full Moon Ritual Spray has amethyst, quartz, and black tourmaline in it. It's infused with essential oils and it smells amazing. It's going to amplify any full moon intentions that you set and help you align with this blue moon energy and many, many more full moons to come. You can click the link below to sign up for your email address and to get 25% off your bottle this week. So have fun shopping in the new Full Moon Radio shop, and I am so excited to see you all at the Blue Moon Goddess Gathering. And with that being said, we can get started. So happy, happy, happy almost blue moon to all of you out there. We have a rare blue moon in the sign of Taurus coming up on Halloween, October 31st. The full blue moon in Taurus is happening on October 31st at 6:49 a.m. Pacific time. That makes it 9:49 a.m. Eastern time. And 2:49 p.m. UK Universal Time. So we'll all be celebrating this rare blue moon on the morning or afternoon of October 31st. This blue moon is going to bring heightened emotions, and everything that needs our awareness is going to be brought to the light. It's going to be very normal to feel emotional this blue moon. You might feel angry, you might feel impulsive, you might feel very reactive. You may also be feeling very tired. So give your body what it needs to feel nourished, to feel rested, and to feel clear right now, okay? Sleep and rest more if you need to. We have a lot of universal energy flowing into our planet, flowing into our auras and our fields. So I know right now I'm feeling all this universal energy. Our DNA is going to be upgrading, and right now we need more rest. We're going to be feeling a little bit tired and a little bit lethargic with all of this energy coming through us. So sleep in later, meditate more, give your body lots of rest and lots of nourishment, okay? Take care of yourself big time this moon. Give yourself all the time you need to feel rested and clear, and you will be feeling this heavy blue moon energy for a few days before the moon and also a few days, even weeks after the moon occurs, okay? So be very gentle and be very kind on yourself right now with all this emotion, with all these things coming to the surface, okay? This full moon is also going to be acting as a test, okay? It's going to be testing you. It's going to bring up the past. It's going to bring up people, events, and situations that are going to trigger the F out of you, okay? So it's time to show the universe your new way of reacting. It's time to put into play all of the emotional responses that we've been growing and working towards this year, okay? So how will you react when you are triggered this blue moon? Will you react the same way you used to, with anger and with a short temper? Or will you use this blue moon to react with love, kindness, and understanding? This blue moon is also shining light on a lot of secrets and truths and everything that you need to see right now to gain the most clarity for your future. Don't be afraid of what the light shines on and shows you this moon. Extreme shock waves, unexpected news, random and spontaneous events, shocking and surprising news, scenarios, and events may occur for you, may show up for you, may be coming into your life this blue moon. Remember, this is a rare blue moon. This is a rare occurrence. And so you may be finding that extreme rarities and unexpected things and random events are showing up for you now. Whatever comes to the surface for you this blue moon, whatever comes up, whatever triggers you, whatever situation, scenario, people, and events flow into you this blue moon, whatever comes to the light, this moon wants you to analyze it, feel it, and figure out if this habit, this hobby, this belief, this person, or the situation could be holding you back. Okay, it really wants you to analyze what has been brought to the surface. Is it holding you back? This moon is turning the light on to what has been suppressed for so long so that you can release it and so that you can let it go and that you can bloom, finally bloom without this huge thing that's holding you back. This moon is also like a culmination point or an emotional peak of some sort, all right? And there's a big release that is following, all right? It's opening up our lives for more. So don't be afraid of this release. Open, accept it, and let it come because it is freeing you and opening up your lives to bring more in of what's more aligned, of more of what we love, and to bring more freedom into every aspect of our lives. You can expect some major shifts, some emotional breakthroughs, and a lot of synchronicities coming your way. Things are about to start clicking, you guys. You're going to have lots of aha moments, and the courage and the clarity that you've been waiting for, that you've been needing, that you've been hoping for is finally coming your way. You're going to be able to see your struggles and your hardships and your entire life in a completely new light, in a completely new way, from a higher perspective. So you can really analyze and see what needs to stay in your life and what needs to go right now. Imagine that this blue moon energy is here to help you see it all. See the big vision and see what's in the way of that big vision. And this blue moon energy is here to help you effortlessly leap into that next phase and into that next chapter. Freedom and liberation are also huge themes this moon. You are waking up to what you aren't going to settle for in your life anymore. And you are freeing yourself from this, and you are freeing yourself from all of the old normals. Freedom, independence, individuality, demanding to be heard, and feeling free are going to become very important in your life right now as we are breaking away from the old and moving into the new, okay? We are all actually shifting as an entire planet right now, you guys. We are shifting into the Aquarian age on the solstice, on the winter solstice this year. It is the start of this new age, this new Aquarian age that the whole Earth is moving into. And it's going to govern the Earth energy. On the solstice, we move into the Aquarian age, which will govern the Earth's energy. This next phase is going to last for 2,000 years, you guys. So we are all awakening and we are shifting from this 3D world where suffering and struggle and hardship exist, to the 5D world where the great awakening has happened and we are living a heaven on earth, where what we create easily manifests, where what we desire can easily be ours, where we are living a life of abundance, total health, total wealth, total freedom, total creative expression, you guys. We are moving in to this world. We are shifting from a 3D reality to a 5D reality where anything is possible. We're in the middle of this shift. We are breaking and deconstructing the old ways and the old things this entire year, you guys. We've been breaking ourselves open this entire year and breaking down all of the old structures so that we can break through our past, collapse our old life, and completely start living the new lives, the new chapters, the lives we came here to live. So we're in the middle of this transformational timeline, and the energy is here to help us all shift. The energy is here for all of us to shift from this 3D to the 5D Aquarian age. So think of all those big ideas and all the intentions that you've been thinking about all year, okay? This moon is giving you the light, shining the light on your highest vision. So go back to your goals, go back to your ideas that continuously keep coming up in your heart and in your life, okay? All those little things, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that. It's time to go back to them, reimagine them, and know that if they are still in your heart, that they are for you. They are meant for you, okay? So you need to decide to go after them in this new chapter. Don't be afraid of what's in your heart. Don't be afraid of what your dreams are. And don't judge your dreams based on the old way of living and the old way of thinking, because everything is changing for us all now. Anything is possible for you now. No dream, no goal, no desire or wish is too big to manifest. You are able to be, to do, to have, and to experience anything that you can set your mind to, anything that is in your heart. And this Taurus blue moon is going to give you the confidence and the courage you need to believe in yourself, believe in your dreams, and to finally move after them and go for it. Taurus energy is very sensual, very indulgent, very abundant, and all about love, beauty, and really enjoying life. Taurus is a very bougie sign, okay? It wants you to activate your inner bougie bitch and ask yourself, how can you take the life that you already have and upgrade it to have the best earth experience possible? How can you take the dreams that you already have and you're already working towards and upgrade them so you can have an even better earth experience, okay? How can we make life more beautiful, more comfortable, and more enjoyable in every aspect? This goes from car rides to working to sleeping and to playing and enjoying yourself. How can you upgrade your life and make it more comfortable, more easy in every single way? Maybe you deserve that new bed that you know you deserve to sleep on. Maybe you know it's time for a wardrobe upgrade. Maybe you know it's time to take that vacation that you keep putting off. Taurus is all about treating yourself and enjoying your life more. So see how you can tap into this Taurus energy, this blue moon, and how you can upgrade your life and your goals and make them even more magnificent. Taurus energy is also very grounding, and this blue moon in Taurus is asking you to upgrade your life and let go of what isn't serving that upgrade, and then commit to these new standards, okay? How can we root into our existence and upgrade it? How can we drop who we used to be and embody the beautiful person we are becoming? How can we let go of those shitty beliefs and those toxic relationships so we can free ourselves and liberate ourselves from the past? What are we still holding on to, and why are we holding on to it? Okay, these are the questions that this Taurus blue moon wants to awaken you to. Because I want you to realize something here, my loves. Everything that you have in your life right now, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, or material, you chose to tap into that and hold space for it in your life. You get to choose what you tap into and what you allow into your field. You get to choose what you give energy to and what you give life to, okay? It's up to you. You are the great creator and the great decider of your life. You are the CEO, and you get to decide what you manage and what you activate in your life every single day, all right? So this blue moon, I want you to envision this blue moon is like coming to a big blue stop sign in your life, okay? You're at this beautiful blue stop sign, and you have the chance now to continue going down the same road that you're on, or you have a chance to go down a completely new path where everything you ever wanted is possible, okay? So you're at this beautiful blue stop sign, and there are two roads in front of you now. You can use this stop sign to completely shift your frequency and your vibration and head towards that amazing high vibe life. Or you can continue to go down the same path, getting the same results that you already have in life, okay? Use this blue moon to stop and decide what road you are going to choose and tap into moving forward. Are you going to choose the high vibe, 5D Aquarian age that we are moving into, where all is possible? Or are you gonna stay on this 3D low vibrational frequency that we're still living in now? It's time that we become the master controller of our energy, and we decide which field, which road, which lane we are going to tap into, okay? You are creating your life, all right? You decide, am I going down this high frequency road? Am I gonna start creating the new normal and setting new standards for myself? Or am I gonna continue to just get by? This is your chance. This blue moon is your chance to leave everything behind, to completely shift and take a new road. And there is a lot of uncertainty right now in our personal lives and in the collective, but it's not anything to worry about. You don't have to tap into the uncertainty. You can navigate this energy and tap into your best life and stay on this frequency. Best thing you can do is not worry and not tap in to the lower vibrations. The best thing you can do is focus on the big picture, focus on how you want to feel in 1 year, and focus on the goals you want to manifest and exactly how you want your life to be in 1 year from now. Focus on the infinite possibilities, you guys. We are going to a life that is like heaven on earth. We need to set new boundaries that will help us keep this new life in place, and we need to do whatever it takes to stay on this road, to stay on this high vibrational frequency path towards our best life. So as the light is blue moon energy and light is shining on every aspect of your life this full moon, get creative with your dreams and start thinking big and better, okay? How can your life become easier? How can you make more money while having more fun? How can you redesign your job so that you're looking at it more as a way of providing value to the world instead of trading your time for money? How can you redesign your life and make it epic in every single way? Because we are moving towards a more purpose and more joy-filled life where you can and deserve to have it all. So you need to start feeling and imagining your life like that now, because you do deserve to have it all, and you are going to have it all so soon, my loves. It's time to completely step away from this low vibe bullshit and become the abundant warriors that we came here to be. So may we use this moon to let go of what is no longer serving this new road, liberate ourselves from our past, and completely shift the focus and tap in to that higher vision. Which brings me right into today's topic, which will help you all let go and hold the higher vision this moon, which is learning how music can help you manifest and release. Yes, you guys, music is such an important part of your manifestation toolbox and gets pushed to the side manifestation after manifestation. But music itself can boost your manifestation powers and help you release anything that you want to. Music is such a huge part of our lives, and we are constantly using music to manifest and release, whether we're aware of it right now or not. I have always loved music and have always been obsessed with music since I was a little girl. I grew up as a dancer. I always wanted to be a singer. I would literally listen to albums on repeat until I knew every single word as a younger girl. And I used to use music to escape negative emotions and just get myself into a better mood. And I never realized that my entire life that music was shifting my energy. And I didn't even know that you could use it to manifest or release until a couple years ago. But since I've added music to my manifestation toolbox, the game has changed for me ever since, you guys. We've all been using music to manifest or release, whether it's been manifesting good times with friends, manifesting memories, singing songs, and having the time of your life, to manifesting vacation, cars. You definitely have used music to manifest, but today I'm gonna share with you exactly how to use it to bring something into your life or to let it go. Sound is healing, no matter what type of music it is, whether it's singing, drumming, humming, chanting, an electronic song, or just music on the radio. It doesn't matter what kind of music it is, it is healing, and your cells are listening to every single note. Music is one of the languages of the universe because it is frequency, you guys. You can speak to the universe through music, and the universe can better understand you and your needs and intentions through music and song itself. When you add music to your manifestation or whatever it is you want to release, you boost the intention and amplify the intention with each note, okay? And you help the universe bring you your desires even faster by adding music. You put yourself right on the frequency of your desire and you become a magnet for whatever it is that you're manifesting. Music is of the higher planes of existence and it connects us all vibrationally. Music is vibration, and each key resonates with a different chakra, and each note's vibration can be heard by every single cell of your body. The trick to manifesting is to embody the version of you who already has it and feel all of the feelings until you've manifested it, right? Well, music has the power to elevate your mood and emotions instantly and tap you right in to the manifestation mode. So remember that no matter what it is you want to manifest or let go, you have to do three things in order to receive. You first have to set the intention. Then you have to visualize the intention with feeling and belief. Then you have to embody that version of you, and then you have to patiently wait until your manifestation comes. That's how the process works. First, you set the intention, then you visualize it, you believe you can have it, and you feel that it's true. You embody that version of you, and when you do these three things, all then you have to do is wait for the universe to bring your manifestation to you. Well, music helps boost every single step of the manifestation or release process, okay? So imagine when you turn on the song, you immediately turn your vibe on to that frequency. So when you listen to music with intention, you're tuning your frequency to that intention and giving the universe a clear picture of what you want. Every single time you listen. Manifestation playlists can be your best manifestation tool, and I literally give you a playlist every other week, my loves. And this is why we use music on this podcast, because it helps so much when manifesting or releasing. It's all about evoking that emotion and anchoring yourself to that emotion and your feeling and getting yourself right into that high vibe state of having your intention just by listening and aligning it with a song. So it doesn't matter if you want to manifest a specific intention, a specific person, or a specific feeling state, or if you want to let something go, music can help and it all works the same, okay? So this full moon, if you want to release something, it can be anything that you want to let go of, from an autoimmune disease to your shitty beliefs about money or a horrible person that you know you need to let go of. You're going to do this music manifestation practice that I'm going to lay out for you right now. First, you're going to pick a song or pick a playlist. Second, you're going to pick an intention, whether it's something you want to bring in or release. And third, you're going to create a visualization with feeling for this intention. Then all you have to do is put it together and listen to the music while you visualize your intention with feeling, okay? So no matter what it is you want to manifest or let go, you're going to decide on that intention. Then you're going to pick your song. You can use the playlist that I made for you for this blue moon, or you can pick any song that makes you feel amazing, okay? Once you have your song and your intention, you're going to want to create a visualization and add the feeling to it. And then you're going to want to listen to the song, feeling all the feelings, visualizing your visualization, and put it all together. Speak to the universe with feeling, with vibration, and with music. So you'll turn on the song and envision your life happy, disease-free, or free from your limiting beliefs, whatever it is you're letting go, okay? You're going to create a scene in your life without that thing, okay? Without that belief, without that disease. Visualize your life happy and free without this thing, okay? And listen to the song, add the feelings you will feel once it's gone. The happiness, the relief, the excitement, the success. The more good feelings you can add to it, the better. And if you want to manifest love or money, okay, see the person singing the song to you. See the money flowing to you. See yourself spending it on all the amazing things that you want to spend it on. And if you don't know exactly what you want to manifest, then just focus on manifesting a feeling state. If you want a stress-free life, focus on a stress-free life and creating the feelings of stress-free. If you want abundance, or you know you want to be happier, just focus on feeling happy, feeling abundant, and feeling successful as you listen to the song. So if you're a very specific manifester, you can get really specific, creating a visualization, creating an exact scene or scenario. Or if you just know you want to manifest happiness, then just manifest and feel a feeling state while you listen. It doesn't matter whether you want to bring it in, you want to let something go, or you just want to manifest a feeling. You just envision your life to the music, and as you do it, it anchors and it taps you directly into that frequency. Then every time you hear this song, you're going to get closer and closer and closer to your manifestation, to that life without that thing, to that abundant life that you're manifesting. Every time you listen, you'll get closer and closer and closer to that manifestation, okay? So my current manifestation visualization is my dream home in Mexico. I am currently listening to the song Let's Love by David Guetta and Sia. I'm obsessed with the song right now. And I have a visualization of myself standing on my new patio, looking at the ocean, literally dancing, singing, feeling so happy, so successful, so free, such like I made it, the happiest, most abundant version of me. Dancing around my new house while I listen to this song, you guys. And doing this is making it real. It's making it real for the universe. It's making it real for me. And it's bringing this house in Mexico to me faster than it ever would. And I do this music manifestation practice every single day until I manifest my dream, until I release what it is I'm letting go. And I would suggest you to do the same. The main point is that you listen as often as possible. You do the visualization as often as possible. You feel the feelings as often as possible, and you tap in to that frequency as often as possible. You can even say affirmations while you listen to the music and even amplify your intentions even more, you guys. And after you do this, after you send out this vision, after you send out these feelings, after you send out your intention or your release with this music, The main thing is to not worry about the details, okay? It's all about keeping that feeling, aligning with that frequency, and using music to keep you aligned with that vibe, okay? Just don't worry about the details of how it's gonna happen. Just worry about aligning and staying on that frequency until it comes to you. And remember, you choose what you tap into. So tap into the highest frequencies possible. Tap into what you want to manifest and let go of anything that's not serving you this blue moon. The trick is to keep your energy high and stay there, okay? Don't send mixed signals out to the universe. Send those signals that of what you want to manifest that directly align with your intention and the song, and allow these songs to be your new songs for your new standards in life, okay? And let me know how it works for you. Let me know how manifesting with music works for you. I love manifesting with music. It just puts me on that frequency and helps me bring my manifestations to me in ways that I have never ever seen before. So music is a true language of the universe, and it will help you attract the frequencies that you want so much faster. So let me know in the Instagram stories, tag me at fullmoon.radio, of how manifesting with music is working for you and how releasing with music is working for you. Moving right along, my loves, the best crystal to pair with this transformative Taurus energy is selenite. Selenite is one of my absolute favorite crystals. It is white and gorgeous. It almost looks like snow. You can get it in different shapes, different sizes, and my favorite is to use a selenite point. And I left a link in the show notes for you to pick up your own selenite point in time to celebrate this blue moon. Selenite provides clarity of the mind. It helps expand your awareness. It opens your crown chakra and your higher chakras to receive intuitive guidance and downloads. It can also help you calm anxiety, relieve pain, and it is excellent for meditation and for spiritual work and for moon rituals, you guys. It helps you clear the path and see the bigger picture. So it's perfect for aligning with this blue moon energy, and you can use it in a couple different amazing ways. Three different ways you can use your selenite. The first way, you can use it to cleanse your aura and recharge your energy field. You can use your selenite wand as an energy eraser, okay? So start at the very top of your head, and you'll hold the selenite wand about 5 inches away from your body, okay? So start at the very top of your head and slowly bring the crystal down your body, okay? All the way from head to toe. Allow the crystal to cover and shield your entire body. And this simple technique only takes a few minutes, but as you move the crystal from head down to toe, it will actually help clear your energy field and remove any negative or unwanted energy from you and your field, okay? So you can use, the first way you can use it is to cleanse your aura. The second way you can use selenite this blue moon is clear any blockages in your body. Selenite is a really powerful tool for removing negative energy from your body. It literally rips any toxicity, any negativity from your body out and completely transmutes it into positivity. So to do this, anywhere you feel any tightness or soreness in your body, anywhere you're tight, anywhere you're sore, this is actually a sign of your stored emotion, okay? Wherever you're feeling like a knot, you're feeling some sensitivity, you're feeling real tight, this is a cue from your emotional body that this is where you have some stored emotions, okay? So wherever you feel tightness or soreness, you're gonna place your selenite wand on that specific area for 20 minutes. And believe me, you will feel the difference, you guys. Selenite will literally rip any toxicity from that area and leave it feeling cleared and recharged. So you can do this anywhere you're feeling soreness or tensity on your body, and you can leave the selenite wand there for 20 minutes to completely clear this negativity from your body. And lastly, you can do a full moon release ritual with your selenite wand. This is a simple ritual, and all you have to do is sit in a chair and place the selenite wand on the ground. You're gonna actually put your bare feet on top of the selenite. So put both feet on top of the piece of selenite as you're sitting in the chair, okay? As you sit, you're gonna wanna sit for at least 15 minutes. You're gonna visualize fresh white light energy pouring through the crown of your head, and you're going to visualize any negative energy, anything that you want to release, anything you're ready to let go of this full moon, leaving through your feet, through the selenite wand, and releasing back into the earth, completely leaving your body. So you'll want to do this visualization for at least 15 minutes, visualizing pure, fresh, white energy coming in through the crown of the head, flowing through the entire body, and any negative energy releasing through the bottom of your feet, going through the selenite into the earth, completely leaving your body. After 15 minutes, you will feel clarity and balance restored within your entire field, and you will feel so refreshed and so amazing. So you can find a link for your own piece of selenite in the show notes so you can use the selenite for your advantage this blue moon. Your Taurus blue moon affirmation is, I am grounded and rooted into my highest vision and higher purpose. I know that all I desire manifests in the most divine timing. I am grounded and rooted into my highest vision and higher purpose. I know that all I desire manifests in the most divine timing. Whew. Say it loud, say it proud, allow that affirmation to resonate within every cell of your body, and know that it is true. Know that your higher vision is coming true in the most divine timing possible. Be patient with your affirmations. Be patient with manifestation. Know that the universe will send you exactly what you're ready for at the perfect time. So just be patient with yourself, with your emotions, with your desires, with your life this blue moon, and make sure that you're upgrading it in every way possible. I also have a high vibrational music mix to help you release what's no longer serving you and hold that big vision this full moon. This high vibrational music mix can be found on SoundCloud, and the link is in the show notes below. You can click this link to celebrate the moon, listen to the music to release, listen to the music to manifest, listen to the music to embody all of the feelings and all of the visions and all of the new life, all the new standards, all the upgrades that are coming true for you in this next phase. The music is here for you to tap in and align with the lunar energy. So use it to your advantage. Let music be your most powerful manifestation tool this moon. Wow, my loves. So this moon is all about freedom, liberation, holding the higher vision, dreaming big, thinking even bigger, and completely liberating yourself from the old way of living into the new way of living where heaven is on earth. I hope you enjoy the music mix. I hope you repeat the affirmation 1,000 times, and I hope all of your releases and manifestations come true for you this moon. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. And make sure you leave me a 5-star rating if you love today's show so I can continue sharing my magic with all of you. Don't forget that we are meeting again on the Blue Moon for our Blue Moon Goddess Gathering, where we're going to make the most of all this energy, do some yin yoga, and do a guided meditation to release any blocks that are holding us back from the next new best chapter. You can also shop Full Moon Ritual Sprays, High Vibe Energy Sprays, and apparel in the Full Moon Radio Shop, which can be found at fullmoonradio.shop, or you can click the link below. Don't forget, you can save 25% off of your first bottle of Full Moon Ritual Spray by signing up after this episode with your email in the link below. I hope you all enjoy this moon. Enjoy the most rare blue moon that we have all year. I hope you enjoy releasing. I hope you enjoy thinking big and getting creative and upgrading your life on all levels. Our next episode will be on November 4th, preparing you for the November new moon. In this episode, I'll be showing you how you can use water, yes, water, as your newest manifestation tool. So I cannot wait to see you all at the Blue Moon Gathering. And if you're not gonna be joining us at the Blue Moon Gathering, I will be back on the podcast November 4th for our next episode on the November new moon. I hope you enjoy this blue moon more than you've enjoyed any moon this year. Smile, be grateful, and be happy for all that's coming your way. I love you all, and I wish you nothing but love and light. Stay in tune, and I'll see you soon.